In Spanish, it's called El Camino de la Muerte, which translated into English means road or way of death. In 1995, the Inter-American Development Bank called it the world's most dangerous road. Found in Bolivia, this dirt and rock route stretches 38 to 43 miles, depending on the source, and descends from La Paz at 12,000 feet down to the beautiful rainforest town of Curiaco at the edge of the basin of the Amazon River. Why so dangerous? An average of 26 vehicles falls off this road each year. That is, 200 to 300 people lose their lives on this road annually. Steep hillsides, cliffs, and drop-offs with no guardrails present hazards, and the road in places has room for only one vehicle. El Camino de la Muerte. This is the world's most dangerous road. And it may be narrow, and it does lead to destruction. But the interesting thing is, if you're paying attention, especially to our reading today, is that Jesus says, small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life. We might call this road, or this way, El Camino de la Vida, which means the road or the way of life. In our text, Jesus says, wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And this is the way of the world. This is what Jesus is contrasting. This is what Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. There are two different ways, says Christ. There's the world's way, and then there's God's way, or the kingdom way. And in the world's way, the road is broad, and the gate unto that road is wide. This is the easy way. This is the highway. This is the eight-lane freeway. And by eight-lane, I mean on one side. So it's like 16. This, to Southern California, Southern Californians, is the 10, or the 15, or the 405. You hear I put the definite article in front of the highway, right? You don't do that up here. But being from Southern California, it's always the 110, the 405. This is the broad way. This is where everybody goes. This is the road, then, that leads to destruction. And destruction here is simply life without God, both here and now and forever, eternity. See, because this is what Jesus is contrasting. The way of the world is the way without God, both here and forever. But the kingdom way, the way with God, is with God now and with God forever. This is the road that many take, says Jesus. Many, most, almost all. But Jesus says, small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a, how many? Few find it. Now, this is hyperbolic, right? This is hyperbole. There's more than a few, three or four. But not many is what Jesus is saying. Not many take this road. This is the little back road, the country road, the dirt road, the rock road. It's not the main thoroughfare that most people take. And this road is what Jesus has been talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount way is the narrow way. The small gate is its entrance. Because it's hard to live this way. It's difficult. It's not an easy way. This is the way, though, that leads to life. And what Jesus means by life is life abundant here and now. We don't have to wait to enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has already been ushered in. In fact, that was Jesus' invitation to people, wasn't it? Do you remember? What did Jesus say most often when it came to the kingdom of God? It's near. It's at hand. It has come. His invitation was always, enter it, not later. Enter it now. Enjoy the richness of this life in God. But it is also a road or a way for later eternal life. Because the decision we make here in this life, with God or without God, is the decision we live out in eternity. Either without God or with God. What road will you take? This narrow road, like the El Camino de la Muerte, this narrow road is a perilous road. First, it's not easy. This road is rigorous. Kathy read for us this morning from Acts chapter 14. The apostles are gathered together, and we hear that we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And isn't it true? The Christian life, the kingdom of God life, is difficult. First, it's demanding. This road, this way, causes us to pause and think of the cost we have to pay. This road, the world way, is a road that's easy. It's asphalt or cement. This road that is the kingdom way is first demanding. Jesus said this about this road: whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. If we take this narrow road, it costs us what? 10%? It costs us a few things here and there, some trinkets and beads? No, it costs us everything. This road costs us our life. This road is demanding. This road is also difficult. Jesus said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household." And by the way, Jesus knows of whom he speaks. He's lived this out in his own life. Verse 37 then, "Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." This road is difficult. This road, this is the road where we say, why can't we just all get along? This is an easy road. This is a road that doesn't demand much of us, if anything. This road is not difficult. But the road of the kingdom is both demanding and difficult and dangerous. If demanding and difficult weren't enough, we find out that this road is dangerous. Jesus says to the disciples in Matthew 10, "The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul," that would be an archdemon, "then how much more the members of his household?" What Jesus is saying is, I've been called an archdemon. You should expect nothing less. You too will be ridiculed by this world. So the kingdom way, the narrow way, the road that leads to life is rigorous. And the kingdom way is also offensive to the world. You see, the kingdom way and the world way do not play well together. And we see this in the life and the work of Jesus and the apostles and the early church and the church today. In 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking about the foolishness of Christ. He's talking about how the world sees Christ as foolish, as dumb, as stupid. But to those who believe, we see Christ as wisdom, the wisdom of God. Kathy again read for us, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles." Think about it. It's foolish if we use the world's logic to think that Jesus, God, would come to earth. Who would do that, let alone God? And that God would die on a cross for our sins. That makes no sense to the world. It's dumb. That's why I say, well, who would create a God out of their own mind that's this foolish? It must be true. The kingdom of the world way sees Christ as the wisdom of God, but foolishness to the world. The kingdom of God way is also offensive, not just in the foolishness of the cross, but also in the intolerance of Jesus. Now, I might be pushing a few buttons here this morning. Sorry, not sorry. Because guess what? In the way of the world, in this broad, wide road of the world in which we live tolerance. Everybody, do what you want. If it's okay by you, it's okay by me. How about this phrase? Just do you. Really? What if you is terrible? What if the true you is terrible? Do we still say, just do you? I hope not. But the way of the cross is intolerant. Why? Well, listen to this. In John 14, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Now, we might just say, well, that's great. Even the world says, fine, Jesus, you can say that. But listen to this exclusionary phrase, not inclusion. Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father except through me." It's not the broad way. It's not the highway. It's not anything goes. The Jesus way is the narrow way. Small is this gate, and it is only by Christ that one comes to salvation. But the gift is, the inclusion is, if you show up at the gate, Christ welcomes you. If you show up on this road, Jesus gives you a full embrace and says, "Welcome, son or daughter, brother and sister." The kingdom of God way is foolishness. The kingdom of God way is an intolerant way to the world around us. And lastly, and most importantly, the kingdom of God way is pleasing to God. The broad way, not so much. The narrow way, God is honored when you are faithful and obedient. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love, says the psalmist. And in Matthew 6:18, Jesus says, "Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Friends, there's always two ways. You always have two chances. A Korean War veteran by the name of Laurel Hunsinger told friends and family that, quote, "When I worked on the flight line in Korea and flew combat missions, there was a post set in the ground that everyone had to walk past. Someone had carved into the post these words, 'You always have two chances.' When I asked what that meant, I was told that when you fly a combat mission, you have two chances. You'll make it back to the base, or you'll be shot down. If you are shot down, you have two chances. You'll survive the crash or you won't. If you survive the crash, you guessed it, you have two chances. You'll evade the enemy or you'll be captured. If you are captured, you have two chances. You'll live through being a prisoner or you won't. And if you die as a prisoner, well, you will still have two chances. Friends, you have two chances. The wide gate and the broad road, the El Camino de la Muerte, the road or way of death, or the small gate and the narrow road, the El Camino de la Vida, the road or the way of life. What chance do you take? Amen.